ABC Radio Australia.
Well, in the week since world leaders met at the United Nations for the historic summit on climate change, there's been all kinds of reactions, debates and conversations. And now the head of the Pacific's environmental body, SPREP, has added his voice to the criticism, saying that the moment to commit to doing more to tackle climate change was lost. Now, Kosi Latu is the Director General of SPREP. That's the Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Program. He's told Pacific Beat that he's disappointed by the outcomes of the UN Climate Summit in New York and also the sideline meetings that followed it last week. Meanwhile, the Cook Islands Deputy Prime Minister is calling for a complete overhaul of climate resilience funding so that countries most at risk from climate change aren't made to suffer anymore. Here's Richard Hewitt.
Lots of nice speeches, but nothing concrete on raising the level of ambition is how Kosi Latu reflects on a week of high power talking in New York. He credits the Pacific contingent for leading the way on renewable energy, for example, but if there's to be a serious push to raise that level of ambition at COP25 later in the year, he says there is a need to find a better way of communicating with the world's major emitters.
Even if you assume that all of the Brazilian countries achieve their renewable energy targets of 100% by 2020, 2030 or 2040, depending on their own national targets, even if they achieve that, you know, it's still a minuscule contribution. So the way I'm seeing things, we need to find another way to engage with the big emitters to bring them on board.
Australia came under fire in New York for being absent from the one-day climate summit, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison attempted to recoup his losses at the General Assembly by declaring that Australia was misunderstood and ahead of the game on renewables. But Kosi Latu says don't expect a change in attitude from Pacific leaders anytime soon.
I think his colleagues will probably have a certain view on that one and conveyed that in a very strong manner to Scott Morrison during the leaders' meeting in Tuvalu a couple of weeks ago. And I would not imagine that that position has changed.
As part of their Pacific step up, Australia have created a $2 billion infrastructure resilience fund. But Cook Islands Deputy Prime Minister Mark Brown is concerned that most of that money will only be made available as loans.
There is a component of grant in that, $500 million, but 1.5 will be on a borrowing process. It's a step in the right direction, but not enough. And if they want to lend money to countries like ours, then, you know, they've got to make it easy. Otherwise, all they're doing is adding more burden to countries that will be struggling to build resilience.
Mr. Brown points to the World Bank facilitating 30-year loans now, and he suggests the terms and conditions for countries threatened by climate change should be even more generous than that.
50-year to 100-year loans, 0% interest. And most importantly, those loans shouldn't show up on countries' balance sheets because a number of the countries that will be asked to borrow are already in, you know, debt distress.
But Kosi Latu says the real key to tackling climate change lies with the young people of the Pacific and beyond, who he says are increasingly making their presence felt on the international stage.
That's the one positive that I'm seeing here, and certainly I think there's going to be a strong element going to COP25. There has to be a space for the young people. The young people are going to probably be one of the forces that hopefully will have an impact on this current generation of leaders, particularly ones from the bigger countries that are not moving as quickly as they should.
Meanwhile, on the financing front, Mark Brown says the islands are taking steps themselves to make it easier to get hold of what money is available for spending on mitigation.
Which is why we looked at the establishment of the Pacific Resilience Fund. This is a fund that will be owned and managed by the Pacific Island countries. We set the rules on how we access the funding ourselves. And it's basically carving out a niche for the Pacific to be able to access financing that's available globally to make it easier for us.
But in the end, Kosi Latu argues the battle to win hearts and minds on climate change comes down to the interpretation of one word.
For us, it's a crisis now. It's not just an issue, it's a serious crisis. And sadly, the big emitters don't talk about it as a crisis.